Hey, Niall, how are you?
How you doing? How's it going?
Oh, can't complain. Congratulations on the Brit Award last night, my friend.
Thank you, Neil.
Were you surprised at all by winning Video of the Year or nah?
Yeah, of course. That's why I didn't go. I wasn't expected to win at all. It's pretty incredible that, you know, a year on and we're still winning awards like that. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, I made sure that I made it to the after party to make it look like, you know, that I was intending to go, but... Well, yeah, I can't believe that we won. It's crazy.
I'm happy to hear you went to the after party. I would hate you to miss the free booze, you know. So I mean, you could always say that you didn't go because you're working on new music. I mean, you tweeted you're back in the studio, so I mean that is a pretty valid excuse.
I was doing that also, but kind of I put in a session because you know I was like, we're not going to win that. I put in a writing session, so I was like, not a chance we're going to win. So you know, and. We did, so I'm kind of sad that I didn't go now. But I met up with everyone afterwards. And
so how is it being back in the studio? Because let's face it, I mean, you're a solo artist now, so you could be picking up your very own Brit Awards next year.
That would be pretty cool, I guess. It'd be amazing to get an award like that. It would be incredible. So, yeah, but it's been really fun being back in the studio. Obviously, it didn't do too much last year, I guess. Well, I did quite a bit actually last year, but not as, you know, I tried to take as much time out of the year to just chill. But it's been great. You know, I'm really enjoying it. Making music, and it's just really fun, and I can't wait for everyone to hear it. I guess it's a quite big reflection of me, and hopefully people can see that.
Now, this town was a smash. Were you all, like, concerned at all about, one, going solo, and two, was it a relief when everybody loved it?
Yeah, I couldn't believe the reaction. I'm sure you've heard me say it before, but it blew my mind because I kind of, you know, I sat down with my manager and the label and stuff, and it was kind of like, you know, just let's put out a song, you know, and actually this town was one of the first songs that I wrote this, you know, last year, so it was, I think it might have been even the first. So I just kind of wanted to put out a song just to kind of let everyone know that I was still doing still wanted to do music and stuff like that. And then it just kind of took a life of its own, I guess, and kind of took off, you know, without me, you know, before I even, you know, as I was blinking. So it kind of happened, you know, and it was just still mind blown now. Like, I was looking at some of the charts. I get like an email every week on updates and, you know, charts and around the world and stuff like that. And still up there, you know, and it's carrying on. It's been, I guess, what was it, September I brought it out, so it's kind of, as I said, took a life of its own, and, you know, may it continue, I guess.
Now, you are going to be working on your new album, obviously, and do you know, is there, like, a schedule for a release date, or are you, like, one of those guys, like, when I think I have my top tracks done, then it will be done?
Yeah, exactly, that's the way I've been looking at it, you know. I made a track listing there about, I guess, about a couple of months ago, and when you're writing the songs, you get excited by them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you've got a few, and you keep listening to them and stuff. And then the more songs I wrote, you know, I realized, you know, I'm able to outdo these. I went through a good stage of writing, and then went through a month of writing crap, and then, you know, came back and tried to write as, you know, I came back and was in a good space again. So I'm in that good space at the moment. So I decided that, you know, why not keep going and try and outdo some of them tracks that I've written. So that's what I'm doing. I haven't got any release date yet. I wanted to push back a little bit. I was thinking kind of around the summer, but maybe a little bit later now. You know, while I'm on this run, just let's keep it going and of writing. And, yeah, let's try and get as many good songs as I can. And, you know, hopefully I can have a single in the next couple of months as well, though, which would be nice.
Well, I find the fall to be very romantic, so think about that.
All right, there you go.
On Twitter yesterday, I posted that I'd be talking to you, thinking, you know, I'd get a response, you know, your fans want to know some things. And then that turned into, as you can imagine, complete chaos, because everybody wants to know something. They miss you. They love you. You're their favorite. But one of the big questions I got, you have mentioned before about a One Direction reunion. Would it be the four of you, or would it be the original five?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, actually. I guess we'd have to cross that bridge when we come to it.
I guess so. But
yeah, I don't really know the answer to that. That's quite a good question, actually. No, I haven't thought about that, but yeah, I guess we'll talk about that when it comes to it and see what happens.
All right, and here's the other thing. I watched Ellen the other day. She was trying to find Jennifer Lopez a boyfriend. Harry was the guy that caught her attention. Do you think that would be a good match?
Jennifer Lopez and Harry?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Fair play to him. That's all I can say.
Well, if you were up there, I'm pretty sure she would have picked you, though.
No, she definitely would have. Yeah, definitely. No doubt.
So I know you're working hard on your album. You know, not that many days off, because I guess when you're in the zone, you're in the zone. But St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Do you celebrate that holiday?
Yeah, of course. I celebrate that every Sunday, to be honest.
Oh, very good.
You know, just we like our pints of Guinness.
There you go.
We've got a bit of an Irish community going here in London, and we stick to that. So, yeah, we'll be celebrating that for no doubt harder than the last year, I guess.
I like your Sunday Funday style. That's good.
That's what we do.
All right, so Niall, I'm not going to keep you any longer. I just want to ask you, we have something we do. It's called the Fast Five. I give you two choices, but you can only choose one.
Okay.
Donuts or ice cream?
Whew, ice cream.
Okay. Twitter or Snapchat?
Twitter, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you really tweet your own stuff, right? That's not someone tweeting for you, correct?
Yeah.
Beer or whiskey?
Beer, all day long.
Playing golf or writing music?
Writing music.
Harry or Liam?
Hey, you can't do that.
I figured you'd say Louis.
Oh, yeah, you say Louis then. Yeah, Louis's the one. Louis the king.
It's no fun, Niall, when I have to give you the answer. I'm only kidding.
It's your game.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. Wish you the best of luck and hope to talk to you again soon.
Yes, thanks very much for having me. See you soon.
All right, thanks, Niall.
Bye-bye.